Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you could do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's how your ancestors are looking at you as you use GPS to go somewhere you've already been 14 times. Imagine how bad it's gonna get for Gen Alpha. They will sit in their cars and fall asleep and wake up in another state or even country. They won't know how to drive or even use a GPS. The way that most millennials today haven't even learned how to read a map. My dad was a cab driver in Toronto before GPS was a thing, and he memorized every street in the city. So just imagine the way he looks at me when I'm using a GPS. Moving on, this guy says that his girlfriend went protesting and came back looking like this. F the police. No, it looks like the police F'd her. She got plowed by Copper Chad, and now she's going back to Beta Bob. You just can't help but laugh at simps like this. But now I wonder if all the bruises on women's legs that I was dating back in the day might have been because she was cheating on me. At least she didn't come home with hickeys. But still, you never know. Number three, looks like Meghan Markle wants out of her marriage with Prince Harry. If she leaves him, will the royal family take him back? When your husband is literally the prince of a country, who do you monkey branch to next? All the single kings out there better get ready to get seduced. Remember guys, that Yoko Ono broke up the Beatles. But Meghan Markle says hold my Bud Light as she tries to break up the royal family. I'm sure this family will forgive him. Men in love don't even know what they're doing most of the time. Up next, women are losing and having mental breakdowns as guys get red-pilled about female nature, claiming that they're the victims of men learning the truth, and it's breaking their hearts. Yes, they're the victims of men freeing themselves from their silly games. She's lost her friend-zone simps and the Chads aren't even asking her out anymore. Because of her high body counts. But many of these women are sore losers and they're trying to take over the institutions of education and try and wreck men while we're still developing. Number five, here's what happens when all the words from the left lose their meaning. First, you apologize for being supposedly racist and misogynistic, and over time you become more based and start taking on the qualities of what they're calling you. They used words like racism to take control over you, and in the end, you become the very same thing they accuse you of. Like black kids, while they're growing up, they're always approached by white kids looking to sell them drugs. Eventually, many of them start dealing because they already look the part, so they might as well start getting into the act. Moving on, what happens when whitey is gone in South Africa? The same thing that happened in Haiti and Zimbabwe. Spiritual ascension through starvation, of course. Why does it never end up turning into Wakanda? Without outside help, you just know that Africa would just return to its pre-colonial state. But if that happened, hundreds of millions of them would then try and migrate to the West. That's why we need to let nation-states die and build private cities with robots surrounding them so they can never get in. Number seven, do you guys support communism? I don't know about you, but I'm tempted to put my perestroika in her. Looks like the calorie deficit of communism is working for her. She definitely looks pretty smashable. Back during communism, women married and had children just so the state would give them free apartments. That's a better deal than most Zoomers are able to get today. As Thomas Sowell always warns, don't be fooled by those big old socialist pillows. They're meant to enslave you. Up next, here's the typical office drone finishing up their job with only another 40 years to go. Bitcoin fixes this because it outpaces inflation and gets you out of the rat race a lot sooner. It's also pretty funny that people think they'll be able to retire. With AI taking most of the office jobs in the next 5 years, they're delusional thinking they can do better at a job than an algorithm can. Most people will be begging to get back into the corporate veal fattening pens in the next 5 years. Number nine, America is reaching the end of being able to kick the can down the road with regards to deficit spending. I believe the bond market is signaling that the system is breaking. Plus, we're living in a debt-based monetary system, and the only way for things to end is for there to be infinite money printing and hyperinflation. The money will never run out, but you won't be able to buy anything with it. I hope whatever happens wrecks the last 10 years of most boomers' lives. Moving on, human remains were found near Taylor Swift's holiday house. Does this mean she was eating people? Maybe that's how she still stays so young. I guess it's easy to do as well because her home is in a secluded part of Rhode Island. The rich probably do it, and they don't even hide it. The official excuse is that there's a serial killer in the area ending people. Police don't suspect any foul play, but how does a human leg bone just get there? Number 11, in 2015, there was only mostly Netflix, and we didn't need any online piracy and to sail the high seas for content anymore. But in 2025, they expect you to spend $100 to $200 a month to get content across multiple platforms. And they all want to be the next Netflix, and in the end, they're all going to lose money. It's more convenient to just get everything from torrents now. But just remember to always use a VPN. I never stop sailing the high seas. Remember that if buying isn't owning, then pirating isn't stealing. Up next, Sophie Turner has been training for an upcoming role as Lara Croft in Amazon's new Tomb Raider show. But why does she look like a man with those washboard abs? Usually the only people that find muscle mommies attractive are gay males. At least the casting is not as bad as The Last of Us. Sophie Turner needs to get bigger chesticles if she wants to make men happy. Maybe they need to pad her bra to pad the ratings. But you know that probably won't happen. Number 13 migrants in Germany are accused of live-streaming a rape of a girl, and they won't be deported. Yet at the same time, a German judge seeks to deport migrants who express anti-Semitism. How about treating both situations seriously? I guess we know what the priorities are for the states. Watching this happen to Germany is like watching department stores like Sears and the Hudson's Bay Company destroy themselves because they refuse to adapt with the times. Those companies went bankrupt, and I suspect that one day Germany will dissolve too. Moving on, and speaking of the destruction of a country, here's the new mayor of Rotterdam in the UK. It's all so stunning and brave. White Western countries are becoming increasingly apathetic and won't fight back against this. The only hope for Christianity and white people is now Eastern Europe under Russian influence. As the West disintegrates, hopefully, they will learn from that and refuse to let the invaders in. But if the UK falls, then Sharia lovers will have access to nukes. That has to be stopped at all costs. Number 15, this guy is still more convincing as an astronaut than Katy Perry will ever be. He looks like quite the strong and independent astronaut here. She was in space on a suborbital flight for just a few minutes and came back kissing the ground like she'd been gone for years. It was all publicity stunt for her new tour, which ended up failing spectacularly. One time, Katy drove past a hospital, and now she's a neurosurgeon. Up next, a man saved this girl from drowning, and now she's suing him for touching her. That's right, guys. It's now safer to let women drown. Women want consent for everything, including saving their lives, don't you know? But I'm sure that if a Chad lifeguard saved her, she wouldn't mind. Remember, guys, that these days if you look creepy, no good deed will go unpunished. It's best just to stay invisible and stay safe unless it's a child in danger. But even then, people might call you a PDF file. Number 17, speaking of crazy, Canada now moves to begin euthanizing children, those under the age of 18, without the parents' consent, and all the kid has to do is say they want themselves ended. This is what happens in late-stage socialism, when your country runs out of doctors or the wait times increase to years. This is what happens when the majority of Canadian boomers and women vote in a stooge for the World Economic Forum. And he's also got a temper. I think he's eventually going to use it on Canadians. Moving on, if a man pays child support and later finds out that the kid isn't his, should the mother have to pay the money back? Yes, but the state won't force her to do it. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the state continues to force the man to keep paying because his name is on the birth certificate, even though he doesn't share DNA with the kid. The last thing the state wants is to pay child support payments themselves. They would rather throw an innocent man under the bus. Number 19, here's a fun prank. Force people to go to school for 16 years and then replace them with artificial intelligence. Does that mean that Zoomers and Gen Alpha are about to get wrecked? But forget about AI for a moment, because the boomers already make young people get master's degrees and then replace them with outsourcing and cheap immigrant labor. Now it's the immigrants' turn to get screwed over and replaced by AI. Rule number one, the boomers always win. When in doubt, see rule number two, which is the boomers always win. Up next, we have two women fighting over a tall guy, and the short guy says that nobody wants him, and that he should just give up. Then one of the women lies to him and says that his defeatist attitude is what makes him unattractive, and not his short height. She's just doing damage control because she wants a simp to friend zone one day. Only 3.5% of men are over 6 feet tall that aren't obese are single in the current population, and all the single women want them. That's a lot of incels and future cat ladies. Number 23, here's what dating is like in 2025. If a woman asks you out and you turn her down, she's going to tell everyone that you're gay and broke, even if you own a mountain. Looks like she's slipping on her game though, because she forgot to call him an incel as well. You know you're a real big loser if you're a gay incel. Besides, Skeletor has evil Lynn, so he's doing just fine. Sorry, Gorlock, Skeletor doesn't want to destroy you. Moving on, this mother issues a warning to other parents after figuring out that her son was red-pilled. I recently received an email from someone and he told me that in the schools and universities they're teaching about MGTOW, how it's a mental illness for men to avoid women. And if there's one thing that they'll reopen the asylums for, it's men that refuse to give women what they want. The only thing this mom did to her son is make him look more based to his friends. Number 23, here's a generation of wife beaters from your profile looking at you when a female raises a voice in your presence. Yeah, these guys would act tough in the past, but they wouldn't do anything these days because they'd get thrown in jail. If a woman raises her voice at you and it's disrespectful, then your relationship is over. When you don't love her anymore, it's over. And when she doesn't respect you, it's over. The closest the woman will ever come to loving a man is respecting him, or maybe even fearing his potential for violence. Up next, if you understand this reference, then you're one of us. But I think he was supposed to kick ass and not just look at it. Then again, he's not out of bubblegum yet. The film They Live was not a fictional movie. It was a documentary. My professor in my university pop culture class showed it to me, and it woke me up from the reality of my exploitation by corporations and governments. Speaking of references, if you get this one, then you're definitely one of us. Number 25 and the last one, why are Bill and Jordan together and now engaged? And how do they navigate their 49-year age gap? I think with money. Lots of money. Until he gets divorce raped, that is. Also, she's lying about her age. Because if she's really 24, she aged horribly. She looks more like she's 40. It's really unfortunate, but skinny chicks don't seem to age all that well. Although I have seen a few exceptions. It usually means staying out of the sunlight. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.